Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee, Tea, and Chisme with Mel and
Toria.
What is good, everyone? All right, so I know that it's been a while since you all have heard from us, and
partially my fault. Partially my fault.
Let's talk about that, shall we? We had recorded our next pod. We like to call it the pod, by the way. Whenever we text each other, we're like, you know, do you want to do this for the pod? When should we record for the pod? Yeah. So anyway.
Our baby is known as the pod.
So we had, we were already like probably 45 minutes deep into our next pod. It turns out that it didn't save.
I was so upset. I don't think I've ever been that upset in my life.
Yeah, she was pretty mad. Like,
thinking about it.
She kept calling herself the worst names, and I was just like, look, it's fine. Like, our energy wasn't even there anyway, so I feel like for whatever reason, it was just meant to happen that way.
That's even a good way of looking at it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I know you were beating yourself up about it, but
yeah,
just look at it in that way.
Yeah, and look, I'm more hyped tonight. I'm not coughing. I feel like the last one I was coughing a lot too.
You were like, you kept coughing, and I was like, do you want to pause it? No, you're good. And you
continue. But we're good. We're ready.
Cough attack.
We're ready to talk about dating, which has been interesting because I received an interesting text today.
Yeah. So I had put like a poll thing on my Instagram, on my personal Instagram. And I asked, like, what are some topics that you all want us to talk about? And, of course, the most, like, requested one was dating, like, dating apps, dating during quarantine, et cetera. So we're going to kind of go over all of that a little bit more, our experiences. So, yeah, should be a good one.
Yeah, dating. I feel like we talked about this last time, but, like, dating in quarantine is definitely different than dating before. But I feel like we should kind of start with, like, our experience before this happened, which was like dating and dating apps. My God, I had flashbacks. I don't know if anyone is on dating apps, but I was on Bumble for a while. I actually went on quite a few Bumble dates, but never went anywhere. Tinder, however, my first Tinder like match, shockingly enough, I ended up dating them for like a couple months. Just because, like, I remember, like, Tinder has such that reputation, and it was funny because even he was like, "This is my first time on Tinder." I was like, "Oh, good." So we both like jumped at ship. Didn't work out in the end, but it's fine. It was a good experience. It was the last person I probably dated on Tinder, but the difference between Bumble and Tinder, though, I don't know. Which one did you prefer?
None.
Kind of torn. Obviously, we're both still single.
I hate both of them equally.
How long were you on Bumble? I think I was on Bumble for a year.
Dude, forever. Forever. Yeah, probably about a year.
Yeah. And then we made the move.
So, I wasn't about like dating apps. I feel like my thing keeps cutting off. Can you hear me?
No, you're good. You're so good. Yeah.
So I wasn't about dating apps. I was like, no, like, you'll never catch me on them. Like, I'm going to meet somebody, like, organically. I'm going to meet them at work. No, not work. Sorry. Not work.
Not work. No.
Going to meet them at school. Going to meet them when I'm at Trader Joe's shopping. But Victoria.
Would he work at Trader Joe's?
You know, there's some pretty attractive employees.
Oh, like the one Trader today?
Exactly. I went to Trader Joe's today. I won't say where. It wasn't in Granada Hills. That's all I'm going to say. It was not in Granada Hills. Yeah, and he was really cute, even with his little mask on. But anyway, that's besides the point. Yeah, so Toria had actually told me that she was on Bumble, and she's like, you should download it. And I was kind of hesitant, but peer pressure. And I eventually ended up downloading it. Had it for like a year or so. That wasn't working out. And then she's like, oh, well, I'm on Tinder now. So here I go, downloading Tinder.
Yeah. I went on so many Bumble dates. It was ridiculous. It was fun though.
You just had luck. I get it.
I love you, but you're just a little more picky than me.
You know, yeah, you're right.
But that's good. You know what you want. I don't. I'm still testing my waters.
Yeah. Yeah. Testing the waters. Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, I could probably spend maybe like an hour on Tinder just swiping and swiping and swiping, and I won't swipe right at all.
It's like TikTok. You just go through it.
Nope. Yeah. But you definitely have had like some pretty good dates, and like you've actually met some pretty cool people from what you've told me.
Mm-hmm. It's weird too, because now they're like all my friends.
Yeah. I kind of have like the same experience too. There's a couple of people that I met on Bumble that I still talk to, that I'm still like cool with. And then Tinder is just, it's all bad. Tinder, like you said, I didn't even want to go anywhere near Tinder just because of like its stereotype.
Yeah.
But I guess it all depends on like what you tell the other person too and how you present yourself. But
yeah, exactly. Because sometimes people even put it in their bio, like what they're looking for.
Or like they'll message you.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you like, this is like straight up, this is what I want.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm good. Thanks.
I respect that though. If like, you're not wasting my time, you're not wasting your time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, yo, you know what? This is what I'm here for. Whether it's like, you could tell people want to date though. They try to get to know you. But the people that like are just looking for a hookup, when they tell you straight up, I'm like, you know what? I respect that. I'm not here for that. Good luck. And they're like, thanks, you too. And they'll do like a nice comment, like, good luck finding someone. Like, that's just not me right now. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Oh.
It never goes that far. I think because I'm like really bad at responding too. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I didn't like about Bumble, is that if, for those of you who don't know what Bumble is, it's the app where the girl has to initially make the first move.
Oh, I hated that. So
guys cannot respond to you until you've, you know, sent them a message or whatever. So yeah, like I was saying, I hated that so much because I'm so basic. I'm just like, hey, how are you? And some guys don't, like, they don't respond to that.
They're like, I made the face of the emoji you would use.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how, but she like went through my Bumble messages one day and I had sent this particular emoji. To me, the emoji's cute.
It is cute, but it was just funny.
Emoji, but to her, she was like cracking up. And to this day, she does not let me live it down. So I can't even use that emoji without thinking about her.
Sorry. But you know what? I mean, it's hard. Like, what do you even say? Like, you're selling yourself on the dating app. And
you are.
With Bumble, like, I really learned. I'm like, yo, I have no game. Like, I really don't.
For real.
Like, it's different through phone than in person.
Yeah. I mean, in person, I have no game either. So it's like.
Oh, neither do I.
I mean, I think you do. I've seen you.
With who?
Just in general, when we go out. Come on.
That's just because I have a few drinks in me, girl.
Either way, you have the game. So
I know. I think the first time, like, I don't know. Personally, for me, it's weird when I'm around, like, a guy with my friends. Like, when I first brought that guy, Jay, around you guys, and I was, we were going to the bars and going out, and, like, I would have to, like, obviously, we're still in the early stages. Like, you still have to flirt with them, and whenever I would do anything or make like a move, like, it was just weird. I feel like my friends are watching. It was so weird. Like, it was weird because it's just like you're in your element with your friends for certain things. But when you're like, who you are when you're around dating someone is so different than your friends.
Well, especially in the first stages, you're still trying to impress the person and, you know, go all out.
You can't be the true weirdo that you are.
Sometimes I feel like the weirdo in me comes out too soon, and that's probably what scares people away. But that's just my assumption.
I don't know. I haven't seen you, like, with a guy.
So. No, she hasn't. And we've been friends for how long? 2 years? Two and a half years?
2.5 years, yeah.
And she's never seen me with a guy. I don't know. like she said, I am picky, and if I'm gonna bring a guy around my friends, like, that's because I know that this guy and I are gonna be in a long committed relationship. Like, I'm not just gonna bring any dude around my friends.
Yeah, I'm more nervous about bringing them around my friends and my family, honestly. Because your friends will, my friends at least will be straight up with me, but like, and read through them. That's why I actually kind of like it, bringing around them my friends first.
Yeah.
To get that.
That's true.
Not approval, but like, feel them out and see something that I may be blind to see before I bring them to my family.
Mm-hmm. No, I can see that.
Didn't work out well that one time, but it's okay.
I know. That does suck because I really liked that person that you brought around. Yeah.
I hope he's doing great. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was cool, but, you know, sometimes.
May have Insta-stalked him the other day, but it's okay, because I can't find him. Either he blocked me or he deleted his Instagram.
Really? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. You gotta move on.
Let's just hope it's the second one.
Which was? Oh, he deleted it?
Yeah.
Probably.
But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, my Bumble dates never went past like the first date. Except
what was
one.
Which except one was that one?
One.
Can you tell me about that experience? Because I can't remember.
I don't want to reveal too much just in case.
Uh-huh.
This person does end up listening to our pod, but I mean, it was a great time. We connected. We went on multiple dates, and that was the only time I actually went on multiple dates with somebody.
Oh, I remember who it is now.
Yeah. So he's one of the people that I still like have on Instagram and stuff. But yeah,
have you ever been catfished?
That's a great question.
And not like a heavy catfish where it was like an entirely different person, but even like a minor catfish.
Like I met this person. Like I met up with this person and they weren't what they look like.
Yeah.
Thankfully I have not. I have not.
I mean, catfish twice. You're lucky.
That's all I'm saying. You got to read the profiles. Like you really, really got to stalk them, but you know, you got to look at how many pictures they have, like what angles even they have. Do they have pictures of their face?
When was the last time they posted a picture? Because they could have had
exactly.
They could be looking bomb in their picture, and then you look at a picture, and it's probably from 2017, and then you look at their current profile, like, he doesn't have anything recent. Mm-hmm, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We look at it, gentlemen. We go in deep for our safety. I think not the worst, but like, okay, so on Bumble, you're allowed to put your height.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, men, don't lie about your height. We're going to meet you in person anyway.
Yeah.
So this is like, I guess this is like a slight catfish I had is when I went on a date with, I think it was the first or second Bumble date I went on about a year and a half ago or so. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I was an undergrad still. Oh yeah. Like 2018. And, he said he was 5'9". I'm 5'7". I'm not too crazy on the height. Like, you don't have to be, like, towering over me. But, like, a few inches. That way I can at least wear heels or whatever. And he said he was 5'9". I was like, cool, whatever. I show up to the most popular spot in the valley to date. Yard House.
Oh, my gosh.
If anyone lives in the San Fernando Valley, literally, there's two places you go on a date. Yard House or Dave & Buster's.
Yep.
And if you step it up and have a better place than that, marry him because that's all they're taking you to.
For real.
Anyway, so we show up to Yard House and I meet up with him and I'm taller than him, maybe by a good two inches.
I remember this date.
Yeah. I think it was like we were starting to be friends at that time.
Yeah.
I was just like,
you were so upset.
Because he was cute. He was nice. But, like, the height just threw me off, man. Because he looked like my little brother. Like, he was just short.
Yeah.
And when we sat down at the booth, it was fine.
I mean, but, yeah, because you're sitting down.
I'm not going to drink. And then that happened. I ordered a glass of wine. I was like, yeah, I need alcohol. I can't do this. But he was nice. And then after that, I've learned to really, like, look at pictures, like see their friend's height, see their height and everything.
Dude, there's this thing, this video on TikTok that I saw where girls will like go all out. So it's this guy that's holding a like Corona bottle. She searches up like how tall are Corona bottles. She freaking like photoshops the Corona bottle out of the picture and then she stacks them up to like measure how tall the guy is. Does that make sense?
Why is that genius? Okay, I'm not like, that bad.
I'm like, bro, that's doing way too much. It was funny though. But I mean, it's true because I wasn't catfished in that sense where like he wasn't entirely what he looked like, kind of similar to you, but he looked a lot taller in his pictures than he did in real life.
Yeah.
And he even said that to me. He's like, yeah, I usually look taller in pictures for some reason. I'm like, maybe you got long legs, bro. I don't know.
But important is don't lie about your height. We're gonna see you in person mm-hmm. eventually, and let me know in advance because I want to know what kind of heels I need to wear or not.
It's funny because now like on some guys' bios you'll see I'm, you know, blank blank height because that matters. Yeah it matters. Like I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh no, like height doesn't matter. It does. And I'm 5'2.5".
You can get away with a lot of guys though, because a lot of guys are taller than you.
Yeah.
I'm tall.
I know, but I think my criteria, God, this is gonna sound so shallow, I'm sorry. But my criteria for height is like 6 feet and above.
Oh my God. Girl, I'm tall, I don't even care.
Once you've had a guy that tall, it's like, yes.
The tallest I ever had was Jay.
How tall was he?
Also, Jay is an initial, not his actual name, y'all.
Yeah, she
6'1".
Really?
Yeah.
I guess because, like, he was next to you.
Yeah, I'm tall. Yeah. So. Why am I saying tall with a New York accent? Tall. I'm like, he was tall.
Yeah, I'm tall.
He was tall. Jesus.
He was tall, though.
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, good times.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, catfishing. Someone actually asked about that. I asked, like, what should we talk about? Like, I haven't really been catfished a lot to talk about it, but someone did ask, like, when's a good time to block someone that you meet, like, through a dating app? Like, have you ever done that? Like, block someone because they...
on a dating app?
Like, block them on a dating app, block them in real life after meeting them or whatever. Oh. Maybe they were being shady or creepy or weird.
I don't think right after you have that like creepy interaction with them, or if you're just feeling like a weird vibe, I have no shame in blocking people. Like if I showed you my IG list of I'm just like, I don't care. So yeah, I would just say as soon as they give you that weird vibe or you have that like interaction with them, just block them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm offending people when I block them.
Okay, so like in that sense, if you have like a connection with this person and you've been dating them for a while, or let's just say you've gone on a couple of dates with this person, then I would say like, hey, this is the reason why I'm cutting you off, kind of thing. Yeah, at least let them know. Don't just like completely ghost them, because that's another thing that we're going to talk about is ghosting.
Guilty. Listen,
ghosting and being ghosted. Okay, which one do we want to talk about first?
I've been both. Let's talk about being ghosted, just because that one hurts less.
What do you mean it hurts less?
I still feel bad that I ghosted him.
So, I'm like,
it's fine.
I'm honestly used to it. I mean, not saying it that it doesn't hurt in some way, because it definitely does. Mm-hmm. But I've been ghosted a plenty. I think for me, it's just like, bro, I just want to know, what did I do? Is it something I said? I mean, I don't know. Like, let me know, man.
Or like, let us know, like, straight up, like, hey, you know what? Like, just not feeling anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. Then I can move on with my life.
I would
not get a text from you 3 months later asking me to hang out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Do not keep me in your little list of who can I hit up later.
Mm-hmm. Especially right now during quarantine, it got people feeling some type of way. I don't know if y'all are bored or whatever, but if I haven't talked to you in months or whatever, don't hit me up. Because that to me is like, you're only interested in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had this one person actually text me. And that's another thing, too, like I was telling you in our last pod that didn't get recorded, is that I don't save numbers, or I don't really give my number out to begin with, unless, like, I've been out with you, I've met with you, stuff like that. So this person in particular, I hadn't talked to in a really long time. I'm just going to say Long Beach. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I hadn't talked to this person in a really long time, and the connection was like really strong in the beginning. Like, we both really had a connection with music. Our, you know, upbringings were very similar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, this dude makes up this weird excuse as to why he thinks we're not going to work out anymore. And I'm just like, okay, I mean, whatever. If that's mm-hmm. how you feel, then let's just cut it off. So we cut it off. Long story short, I delete his number, and then he messages me again. I don't reply, and he messages me again. And I'm just like,
what do you want, fool?
Seriously. I mean, I don't mean any ill will towards anyone. That's not my intention. But if you're arguing with me, or if you're telling me that something's not going to work, then not gonna work, and that's it. Don't come back freaking a month or months later and be like, hey, you know what, I changed my mind, or whatever it is. If you're, like I said, if you're bored or mm-hmm. you're feeling some type of way, that's on you. I got things to do with my life.
Facts, man.
Snap, snap, snap.
Not yeah. right now, but I got things to do eventually.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, someone asked a question.
Okay.
Worst, what's the dating app with the most potential?
Ooh, that's a really good question. We both sighed.
I mean, I had more luck on Bumble, like with meeting people, just because, like, as the woman, like, on Bumble, you get to seek out them and mm-hmm. make them move. And Tinder's kind of like back, kind of like in real life, that lingering, are you going to do it or am I going to do it? Kind of can make a move.
Yep.
So
yep.
I feel like I had more luck with Bumble. So maybe Bumble, but again, I haven't been on it over a year now. So
yeah.
From my experience, Bumble.
I would say the same thing. I feel like there are higher quality men on Bumble than there are on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely had a better luck with matches on Bumble than I did with Tinder. So yeah, if you're going to start using dating apps, I would say try Bumble first. I used Hinge for not even like a day because my cousin was like, yeah, there's like really intellectual men on here. They have good jobs, etc. Not my type.
No, I went on Hinge too for like a day.
Yeah, I deleted it right after because I was like, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, same.
So.
We should go on Chispa.
I'm good. I am good. I'm so over dating apps at this point.
I still have Tinder.
I think I just have it to pass time sometimes when I'm like over social media. I don't want to look at stuff.
Look at all the men we can't have.
Exactly.
Well, someone asked, what's a worst first date idea when meeting someone through a dating app?
A worst first like, date idea?
Yeah. That's kind of like a good question. The movies for sure. You don't want to do something generally in dating. You don't want to do something where you can't talk because it's the first date.
Yeah.
Probably prior to the first date, you've been texting. Maybe you added each other on Snapchat or IG just kind of, I guess, not creep, but like research each other to see what you're getting into. But you really want to do something where you can get to know them. Pet peeve of mine. I don't like when the guy says you pick. I want you to plan it out.
That's true. I hate that too.
Like, oh, like whatever you want to do. Or like, oh, like what do you think we should do? I'm like, no, bro, you asked me out. You have the idea.
I agree.
So, and then like, I feel like for me, I'm already a controlling person as is. And the fact that you're like throwing it at me, pick a place, then it's a lot of pressure. Cause then I'm like, ugh.
It is. I think like the most basic first date idea is like dinner and drinks.
Yeah, simple. Just keep it simple.
Or
maybe find a place like you both haven't even been to.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Yeah, that's a good one.
My advice too, don't bring them to your spots because when you go to your spots, every time you go, you think about them. My worst thing, I told this to Mel when we went to go get tacos the other night. So there's a spot. If I say the name of the spot, if these guys listen, they'll know who exactly they're. I don't care. So there's a spot in LA. You all know it as Avenue 26 Tacos. Stop laughing.
I told you to stop taking your dates there, and she kept doing it.
But I'm gonna be. You know why?
She even took me there. So I'm one of your hoes.
Yeah, but the main one. But listen, the reason why I wanted them to go is because selfishly I wanted tacos if we were in the area, and I knew they were gonna pay.
Think about the long term. You're gonna be like, oh, this is where blah blah and I held hands. This is where
I did do that.
Exactly.
I know, but at the same time, like, for me, okay, so damn, they're gonna know my game right now. Okay, so normally what I do is, since my radius on Bumble and Tinder is usually far, like I don't date in the valley, just because too many people know each other. Usually I meet near DTLA or somewhere in that area. And so since this taco spot is near like Dodger Stadium, I usually find a bar in like Echo Park, Highland Park, that area that we go to, like a cool bar. And we have some drinks, then we hang out, and they're like, oh, like, do you want to go to a restaurant after? Like, and they want to take me somewhere so fancy. And I'm like, no, I'm like, let's keep it casual. And they're like, okay, where do you want to go? They're thinking maybe Cheesecake Factory or something, Buffalo Wild Wings. And I go, I'm like, there's a taco spot, like, down the spot. Like, it's like dollar tacos. Then they're like, they always get so shocked. They're like, you just want to go to a taco spot? I'm like, yeah. They're like, and they like that because I'm not.
Find a new taco spot then.
No, I want find my tacos.
One, find one for your hoes and then find one for...
But I know I feel safe there because I know my escape routes. Oh, God. And all the above.
All right. Well, I don't win this one, so...
I'm not dating anyone for the rest of the year, so it's fine.
How do you know that? Dating in quarantine is still possible. I don't know how. For those of you who are dating in quarantine right now or have found someone, let me know how you made it work or how you're making it work, because your girl,
she's dry.
She's lonely.
I feel bad because someone's texting me.
Somebody's texting you right now?
I feel bad because someone is trying to take me on a date.
Oh.
And okay. I'm not going to say it out loud, but they were like, you suck at texting. And I was like, yeah, I do. But also, like, if I want to text you, I'll text you.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, and you know, I'm guilty of saying that too. Like the I suck at texting excuse, but I'm really not. I'm really not that bad at texting, because I'll text you, right? And we're texting back and forth. It may be, you know, midnight or whatever, but I'm still texting you.
Yeah.
It just like depends on who the person you're texting is, if you're interested in this person.
Exactly.
So I think for me, when I say I'm bad at texting, is that if I'm getting to know you, I don't want to text you.
Yeah.
I don't want to text you. I'm much more of a, like, even FaceTime. And I personally, I have mixed feelings about FaceTime too, but that's just what it is right now. So I would much rather FaceTime you than be texting you back and forth, like, trying to figure out what type of person you are, etc. You get me?
I feel it exactly.
So maybe you can tell them that. Be like, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you.
It's been 3 hours. Should I respond?
Can you hear me?
All right. Sorry, technical difficulties. So someone said on here, maybe we could talk about this. Dating during quarantine is not hard. You just need to find the right person, because the right person will work with you during this time and you see how they care and make an effort.
Very true.
That's so true.
But I feel like when you initially meet somebody, how do you know if this person cares? I mean, they don't care about you because you're a stranger, essentially.
Well, but like maybe the way they want to, being the way they're creative to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And also maybe not even being, I guess from like what I saw, like I told someone straight up, like I was like, look, I'm down to hang out with you, but I'm like not too comfortable hanging out with a stranger, especially during this time of, you know, COVID and everything. And they were like, cool, like, well, we can still like maybe like go to like a beach and like sit far apart and like bring our own food and just chill. Like they're like, I just want to hang out with you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And see, that it's minimal effort, but it's just like it goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's already bad enough that we're going through a damn pandemic, and some people, like, I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus, but some people are not taking it as seriously as they should. So inviting me to parties right now is just it's not gonna happen, dude. I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm already paranoid. Like, you know me. Mm-hmm. I've been paranoid since even before quarantine happened. So, yeah, it's not going to work out for me personally. So if anyone wants to date me while I'm in quarantine right now, holla at me. Let me know. This is a perfect time to get to know somebody, because it's like, what else are you going to do?
You have nothing else but like to talk on the phone or FaceTime or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I know y'all got the time. I know y'all got the time.
Be creative. Am I going to go on this date? I don't know.
I think you should maybe have a couple more FaceTime. Or I don't know if you all have had FaceTime yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think you should have a couple more just to kind of get a better sense of this person. And then...
I'm personally just lazy right now, honestly.
Yeah. And I mean... It's not the time. It's really not the time.
Yeah.
But.
That's why we'd be going back to our ex. Not our exes, but people we used to talk
to. No. We do not go back to exes.
Oh, well, no, I'm not. No. There you are. Your exes are your exes for a reason, y'all. That was a good question, though.
That was a really good one.
Everyone keeps asking, like, what was your worst date?
I was literally just going to ask you that. Okay, so what was your worst date?
They were all good. They were all really good.
You have had some really good dates.
I live vicariously
through you, because I'm like, damn, she goes on dates with these really attractive guys and they have a great time.
I don't know how. Anyway. I think, okay, I don't have a worst date. I really don't. I think I'll talk about my best date.
Okay.
And I've told you this one before. He'll know who he is if he's listening to this, but he's gonna get cocky if he listens to this. It was like the most swagger. I don't know, does no one say swagger anymore? Whatever. It's the most swag move ever.
cringed when you said swagger. Please don't ever say it again.
I guess it was like a really smooth move, okay?
Okay.
So they normally like a leave me alone.
Sorry.
This just shows how uncool I am. Anyway, so normally, like I said before, guys are always like, oh, you pick it. I'm like, oh, no. This guy literally was just like, I think this was our third date. And he was just like, he gave me like 5 restaurants in LA to like pick, like really nice ones, not freaking Cheesecake Factory or a local restaurant, which is fine. But it was just like, you know, you want to be something a little different. He gave me like 5 or 6 restaurants. And he was like, don't look at the prices. Don't look at the menu. He's like, just look at the places. Pick 2 and mm-hmm. I'll make reservations at one of them. And I was just like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
This one.
And these were nice restaurants. Like mm-hmm. one was like Perch. One was like Wolfgang Puck. One was like Mastro. I don't know. They're really nice restaurants. And like, I'm like, I've never been to any of these places in my life. Mm-hmm. It was like the nicest steakhouse I've been to is like Black Angus.
I can't with you.
So I was like, what? I was like shook. And so I picked 2 restaurants. And the night of, like, that was the first time I actually got dressed up for a date. Like, I wore mm-hmm. heels and mm-hmm. a dress and got my little fur coat on. And we met at my friend's house, and he picked me up because obviously I'm not going to give some of my address. But he picked me up from my friend's house, and we went to the restaurant. It wasn't the one I picked because the one I picked was booked, but he still picked one. I think it was like my 2nd or 3rd choice. And it was Perch. It was super nice. He had reservations. It was like right at the edge of the building, so you could see the city, and it was like probably the nicest day ever. And mm-hmm. we had so much, and then we went to the rooftop after. It was so much fun. And I think that was like probably like one of my favorite dates ever. And it was funny too. I don't want to say what happened after because I don't know. I don't want to embarrass him. But it was very movie-esque because when he tried to kiss me, this was mm-hmm. the 3rd date, and he was barely making a move. And I was like, oh, he's respectful, cute. And I'm like laughing, thinking about it. He was going in for the kiss, but I didn't know he was going in for a kiss. So we like bombed faces.
Oh my God.
Like in a movie. Like we,
yes.
Like, oh my God. It was such a movie thing. And then he kissed me and it was so cute. And I was like, oh. And yeah, it was funny. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was. I remember. I'm over here like, yeah, it was great as if I was there.
Because I always tell you, like, right after, like, this happened.
Yeah. But for the most part, I feel like you said, you've had some really good dates.
Yeah. Maybe something's wrong with me because they were all really great.
I don't think so.
I don't know what I want then, maybe. I don't know.
That's me. That's my job over here. No, it's not that I don't know what I want. I lie. I take that back. Because I do. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm... I always ask you this. I'm like, am I just too much? Do I come off as, like, intimidating? Like, what is it?
I don't know because, like, I'm your friend and, like, I don't know what you're like when you're dating, you know?
I don't know what I'm like when I'm dating.
I know Mel, my friend, mm-hmm. the person,
mm-hmm.
beautiful human being, but dating Mel, I don't know her. Like,
I don't know who her either.
Who you are when you're getting to know someone you're going to be romantically interested in mm-hmm. is so different than like yeah. starting a friendship
yeah,
or anything other type of relationship. So I don't know. From what I've seen and what you shared me, I don't think it's anything new. I think, I don't know.
You just said I was picky earlier. No, I'm going to be honest. I personally am not a fan of dating. I'm just not.
It's the worst.
It is. It's like having to get to know somebody, figuring out their quirks and some of the stuff that you may not particularly like about them. And then,
over and over again.
And then, yeah, it's just so exhausting. So like I said, if anyone's secretly in love with me right now, please just let me know.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. We've got a wedding to plan.
Oh, stop. That's going to scare people away. But yeah, I just think dating is just so, like, it's so transactional sometimes.
It is, yeah.
Because you're like, what do you do? What are your plans for the future? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, my bio in my Tinder says, like, send me your favorite playlist kind of thing. And that that says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
So, I've only got one playlist so far.
And she has pretty good playlists. She has pretty good playlists, though. Speaking of our profiles, let's go look at them.
All right.
Okay. Also, me and Mel matched on Tinder.
Oh my gosh. No, before anyone gets any ideas, we do not swing that way. I do not swing that way, but so on Tinder, if you can, like, send people your profile. So I had sent her my profile, and then she sent me hers so that we can both, like, tell each other whether or not we thought it was, like, a good looking profile. And I swiped right. She swiped right.
And I'll ask you a question. So, what kind of pictures do you have on your Tinder? I kind of gave, like, a formula for me that's been working.
Okay, so in my bio, I have my IG, and then I have the send me your best playlist as your intro. And then,
do you have your height?
No.
Oh, I do.
I mean, do you guys care about height? I don't know.
Well, what if a guy's trying to get at you and they're like, maybe they like tall girls or short girls?
That's true. Anyway, my initial picture is just like a selfie of me with, like, my makeup done.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I have, like, a full body pic, my birthday picture. And then I have my brunch pic of me smiling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With my little skinny glasses that I love. Another body pic, but it's like a side profile one at the RA concert when I had my pony. And then I have, like, an adventurous one, you know, the one from us in Mexico when we're
at Las
Animas, just to show that my little, I guess, traveling
stuff. I've seen it. I think it's A1, honestly.
So the matches that I get, I mean, like I said, they're here and there. Sometimes I have luck, but I feel like even on Tinder, a lot of the guys don't really respond.
They don't.
So I kind of gave up on that one too. Or if, like, a guy will tell me something that's kind of, like, out of pocket, I'll just unmatch them.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking at, like, my matches, and, like, definitely I have a type.
Yeah, if you all were to see both mine and hers, like, I already know what her type is. She knows what mine is. So a lot of my matches kind of look very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, I always used to be that person that was like, oh, I don't have a type. Which I don't. Like, I'm open to dating different kinds of people, but I am more attracted to, like, a certain look in a guy, if that makes sense. So.
Ooh, that makes me kind of think, like, what are, like, physical features you look at? Because some girls get weak in the knees for some things. For me, I like arms and smile.
Yeah.
Really get me.
Smile has always been, like, my thing.
Yeah.
Smile, and I always say that this is kind of weird, but personally for me, I like when a guy has nice hands. Like, I always look at a guy's hands to see if his nails are clean, like, if they're, you know, you can tell a lot about a guy's hands, see if they take care of each other.
Yeah.
Not just that, you know what I'm saying, but but yeah,
you know what I mean.
I definitely like smile, hands, and of course, like I mentioned, height is another thing that attracts me to them. But
yeah, what's a turn off for you? Like if you're on a date, you're like, strike, nope, that's not gonna happen again.
Okay, so there are a couple of things. One of them is if they are like rude to the waiter or the waitress. I cannot stand that. I always pay attention to how they treat the waiter or the waitress. Like,
yeah,
if they're polite to them, or if they're using their P's and Q's, or if they're just being straight up rude, then
yeah,
that's a no-go for me.
Yeah, and that's where it's really good that when you're on a first date, you have to go somewhere where there's a lot of interaction, not with just you guys, but other people, because you can see their mannerisms, like, early on. Like, are they that someone that's going to hold the door open for someone, or even you, or, oh, this is a good one.
I was going to say something. Go.
Do you know what I'm going to think of?
I don't know. If it's the same thing, I'm going to be a little
I was thinking, like, talking about for the first date, does he pay or do you split it?
Oh. Okay, so this is my thing, and this is actually something that my mom taught me, okay?
Okay.
She said, if a guy invites you out on a date, you always offer to pay no matter what.
Okay, that's what I do.
Yeah, so I always offer to pay. 99% of the time, the guy will always pay the first time.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. But I have had cases where a guy is like, oh, yeah, like, he takes me up on the offer. I gladly pay, but for me, I'm like, okay, we're not going to go on another date.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm old school in that sense, because, like, you're inviting me on the date.
Yeah. And it's the first date. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
I usually, like, maybe the second or third date, like, say we go to drinks and dinner, like, say, like, he'll, like, get the first round, or I get the second round, or something like that. Or, like, if he got all the drinks when we go to dinner, I'll get dinner, or I'll get the Uber, or whatever we did there. Yeah, but, like, it's definitely good to go, like, to really go get drinks or go to dinner, because you can see just really how their personality is. Oh, and eating habits. Ugh.
I don't pay too much attention to that. I think because, like, most of the time during the first date, I'm nervous. Like, I get nervous. I don't know if the guy can tell or not, but I'm just so, like, wrapped up in, like, what he's paying attention to on me that I don't sometimes pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, definitely if he's a messy eater, I'm gonna be like,
I don't get nervous on the first date.
I do. I'm a weirdo.
I've been told I'm intimidating.
I can see that. You just have a very outgoing personality.
So how's that intimidating, though?
Some guys are not used to that.
Uh-huh.
So if they're introverted, which I feel like Jay was kind of introverted.
No, you know that you said that? Looking at my past history, all of them were pretty, like, introverted, like, very quiet. Oh, my God. Do I like someone that's, like, the opposite of me?
Yeah, I think in some cases opposites do attract. But, oh, one thing I do like is my pet peeve for not just dating, but in general, is chewing with your mouth open.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That I'll definitely notice. Like, as soon as you make that first little click with your mouth, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Also, what's kind of a turnoff for me too is like if they make like a judgmental comment. Like, there's joking, cute, flirting, judgmental comments, but there's ones where they genuinely like where they'll be like, "You're gonna get that," or "You do that." Like, you know what I mean? They just have like a kind of like attitude towards it, and you're like, "Bruh,
like come on." You feel hella judged, yeah.
Like if they're jokingly I can't think of an example, but they're like if they jokingly go, "Oh, you're one of those girls," like cute, like about something. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm missing dating right now. I'm talking about it.
I know.
Okay, I gotta go call someone. Hold on.
Another thing that I was thinking about as far as like paying attention to their behaviors is the side of the street that they walk on.
Oh,
that for me.
Oh my god, you're so right.
Yeah, because I've had a couple guys where they just like, and if you know,
can you elaborate on this? Who knows?
So for people that don't know, like. What?
Yeah. I'll tell you after.
Okay. So for people that don't know, I guess this is more of like a chivalry kind of thing where if you're walking on the sidewalk, the guy is supposed to walk on the side closest to the street, and then you're supposed to be more in like the side of whatever it is on the inside, whether it's buildings, storefronts, etc. So I've had guys walk or have me walk on the closer side of the street. And I'm just like, bro, do you not know? Like, that just says a lot about the guy and their own mannerisms and their own personality.
Mm-hmm.
So needless to say, I did not go on a second date with the guys that had me walking on the side of the street. And I hope you learned your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, yeah. We did talk about ghosting.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking about catfishing, ghosting, dating apps, quarantining, dating.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to go too deep because it's going to get very specific and then they're like, I know who this
is. Yeah. See, we don't want to offend anyone. We don't want to put anyone on blast.
Yeah. For sure, I'll let you know if anyone that I has gone on a date with is on here. Had a great time. You're amazing. It's me.
No, I wouldn't say that it's you. I just feel like dating is so hard these days.
Especially since we were old. You're not in grad school anymore.
I am not, but all of the dates that I have been on, I was in school. Like, I just graduated a few months ago, so.
Yeah. Dating during grad school is difficult.
Yeah. It is.
Generally, it is because your schedule is even more tight. Because I think we talked about this in our first pod about just even maintaining friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did talk about that. It's just grad school, and should I even mention undergrad? No, I'm just going to say grad school. I think it just takes up so much of your time, so much of your energy, where it's like, by the time you're done studying or you're out of class or you're finished with a project or a paper, you're literally so drained that you just want to lay in your bed for like hours.
Yeah.
And so that can create tension in the sense where, let's just say your significant other wants to hang out after and you just simply don't feel like it. That could just create an argument. But I'm not technically speaking from experience, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned in the last pod, I went into grad school with a boyfriend and then we broke up pretty quickly after I started. So I was single all of grad school, which I don't regret at all. Because I feel like being in a relationship probably would have distracted me so much and it probably would have caused problems, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I went on a rant.
No, like I think that's good to mention for sure because maybe people feel, you know, pressure, like maybe like, oh my God, like I'm in grad school, I have multiple jobs, like and I have to have a social life and date, it's hard. Yeah. I think from my experience, and if anyone can relate with this, it's just like, yeah, I went on dates during grad school, but at the same time, I was still doing me. I mean, like, you're not really committed when you're dating. You're just having fun, and it's nice to have that little break. But for me, I never really felt pressure to find a partner during grad school. And I still don't, because I'm still in grad school. Like, so if you feel like maybe your family's, like, feeling like, when are you going to get married, or when are you going to get a man or a woman, whatever way you float. For me, I always think about, where am I? Where am I going to be? Because, like, if I haven't reached my goals, like, I'm still in grad school trying to get my master's. I'm still trying to figure out my career and this and that. Honestly, for me, dating's at the end of my list. Yes, would I like to have someone to share these experiences? Sure. But I feel like right now my mindset is, do you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my family too is like, being like being part of like a Mexican American family, you do have that pressure of, like, especially like in your ages of like mid 20s, late 20s, like marriage, kids, family.
Yep.
You hear it a lot, but at the same time, it's nice to have those people in your life that are going, that's not all there is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I honestly think that you and I became friends at the perfect time, because we're going through the same exact things together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were very understanding of when I couldn't hang out, or when I just simply didn't want to talk for like a week because I was so drained. Like, you've been understanding, and I'm sure vice versa, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also important to have that support network. I don't know where this is coming from, but
no, go for it, girl. It goes.
But if you're in a relationship now and you're in grad school, it's not impossible. Like, I know people that were married or that were in long-term relationships and went through it. So maybe if you're thinking about like pursuing a master's while being in a relationship, then you should probably talk to them, because we're on the single side of it. So
yeah. And that's cool too, to find, if when you are dating someone, you're thinking about maybe finding a partner during this, is like finding someone that's going to be supportive. Because if you're going to have someone that's like, no, like, just go out tonight and you can work on your paper tomorrow, rather than, you know what, why don't you finish most of your paper tonight that we can enjoy the weekend later. You really want to find someone that's going to help balance you, support you, and like, we'll call you out too, because sometimes in a good way though.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like having a friend within your partner is like really good, because if they're going to be someone that's negative and not supportive through you, then it's just going to affect you and like what your personal goals are. And you're going to get all that's, you never throw that away for anyone.
Yeah.
Especially no man.
I agree. I'm definitely grateful that I was single throughout this whole time, because like I had mentioned, I personally feel like I've grown as a person. I've gotten to know myself. I'm confident in what I want, what I'm looking for. So for me, grad school was almost like, not that it saved me, because I don't want to say that, mm-hmm. but it definitely helped me understand myself while also getting the degree. So it worked out. But she's not in grad school anymore, so
come and get her.
Yeah, I'm not actively looking, because I also feel like you never stop growing and you never stop learning about yourself. Mm-hmm. But you can also do that in a relationship.
Yeah, so. And I think with each person you date too, whether it's a relationship or just date or talk to, you learn, like you said, you learn something about yourself, and you keep learning about what you're looking for mm-hmm. in someone, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want someone to match my energy, honestly. Somebody that enjoys the same music as me, that is a big thing.
Yeah.
I know it sounds kind of like, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, trivial, but that's important for me.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I have like a checklist too, but I think one of the things too is like, if you enjoy baked goods,
yeah,
it'll be great. I'll be giving you all the baked goods. That's not a metaphor.
Bruh.
And then also Disneyland. You gotta to go to Disneyland.
That's another thing we talked about too.
Yeah. It's not a priority, but if you do enjoy going, or we're just tolerate it for the date, much appreciated.
I am a strong believer that you can almost learn to love Disneyland.
You can.
I think for the people that don't necessarily like it, there's a reason behind it. Either they didn't go as a kid, or they didn't enjoy it as a kid, or something.
Yeah.
But
if you didn't enjoy Disneyland, you went with the wrong person.
You did.
Come with me and Mel. We're a good time.
We really are. Oh my God, I miss going so much. But
I know. Anyway, well, I feel like we talked about a good chunk of stuff.
We did.
Thank you for people who commented on my Instagram to help us guide this podcast. So we're going to end it with our song of the pod.
Ooh, go first.
We're talking about dating and everything like that. I wanted to kind of pick a love song, because for me, there's certain songs where I'm like, oh my God, this is the song that's going to be me and my man's song, or me and maybe part of my wedding, whatever it may be. Uh-huh. But one that I've always loved since a kid, damn, I want that kind of love. Always and Forever by Heatwave, classic oldie.
Oh my gosh. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I've always loved that song. There's a lot of oldies I like, but that one's a good one. Yeah, I'm not going to sing.
That's a good one. I like that. I personally am not going to share the songs that I would like to be played at my wedding, because that is kind of personal. But Tori knows. There's multiple songs, by the way. So my song of the week, it's hard to pick. So it's from Teyana Taylor's new album. It's called The Album. If you haven't listened to it, if you like R&B, if you like soul, this is a good album. But there's two songs. No, I'm just gonna pick one. Two or one.
We could do two. Throw some music at them.
I'll do two. They're not the most popular ones on the album, but for me, they've been on repeat. So one of them is Ever Ever, and the other one is Concrete, and they are both love songs. So if you have a minute, go ahead and check those out. If you're in your feelings or whatever,
I'll check them out.
Yeah.
I don't know why Concrete stood out to me. I think I'm going to listen to that one first.
Yeah, that's the first one that kind of stuck out to me too.
And ooh, weird.
Ever, Ever was the one. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and work on that playlist, because I know we said that we were going to try to
have our podcast playlist of the songs we recommend.
Yeah. So with that being said, again, we want to thank you all for listening and for your patience. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we're getting this down, so we'll be quicker.
Yes. And yeah, have a good night, everybody, or a good day whenever you're listening to this.
Whenever you listen, if you're driving right now, drive safe. If you're listening to this on the way you're a date, just take what we said to thought.
All right,
bye.